This podcast brought to you by Harvey Norman. Shop with confidence on technology and entertainment, online, mobile, in store.
On Life and Technology, we've got a new advertiser on the radio station, and I wanted to give you a little bit of an introduction into who they are and what they do, because I think it's going to be very interesting for all PC owners to gain an understanding of what these guys do, because it could help you to get a better experience with your current PC. Now, on the show, we talk about upgrading your computer regularly by way of buying a new device. What the guys at RAM City do is help you to get better performance out of the current device that you've got. And there's obviously a bunch of benefits around going in that direction. We're joined today by Rod Bland. He's the CEO of RAM City. Rod, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Charlie.
Now, look, let's talk about your business and what it is that you do, because when I got the note that was saying that you were going to come on and advertise on the station and could I have a look into these into your business, first thing I noticed was people who were reviewing you were saying service was great, the product was right, the overall experience was good. Now, is that the goal here of when you go out to people with computers and try and give them a better performance with the device they've got?
Definitely, because we sell components and a lot of other people sell components. So what we do differently is we look at it from the point of view of we want to improve the performance of their computer.
Mm.
And we want to make it easy for someone to find the right component so that they can upgrade their computer. And then we want to make it easy so that they can actually do it themselves, install it themselves, and get it all up and running without anybody else's assistance.
And that's a real two-step process, isn't it? You've got to get the right product, and then you've got to be able to install it correctly. And I guess there is an understanding gap for most people who have a computer that, they can get the right product quite easily, and B, that they actually can install it themselves and not to be afraid of it. So in looking at those two areas of the solution that you provide, how do you ensure that people firstly get the right product?
Okay, so the first thing is we turn around, instead of just showing people a whole bunch of products, like a lot of places do, we say, okay, what is your computer? Like, what brand is it? What model is it?
Mm.
And we have all those brands and models loaded onto our website.
So it doesn't matter whether I've got an HP, a Toshiba, a Lenovo, and I can go onto your website and put in what product, what laptop or desktop or whatever it is that I've got now, and by way of what, the serial number or the model number?
Yeah, so either one of those. So typically it's going to be the brand and the model number.
Mm-hmm.
And in most cases, we'll have that already on our website, so that would be easy. So you just simply find the model, and then you've got all the upgrades in front of you. So we only show you the upgrades that are relevant for that computer, and that cuts down sort of 90% of the work that you need to do to actually find the correct upgrade.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever have people who even go through that process and they still, for some reason, order the wrong part? And what do you do in that instance?
Definitely. So sometimes people might... We've had people upgrade one computer when actually they wanted to upgrade a different one.
Mm.
They're upgrading their desktop, but they bought the upgrades for their laptop and they phone us up and say, hey, I've got the wrong thing. And we've got a return policy to cover that. It's very generous. So as long as it's still sellable, they can return it to us within 90 days for a full refund.
Okay. So look, at the end of the day, we do need to understand that not everybody has done computer science, so they might actually, from time to time, order the wrong product. So that's good that there's a backstop there for those guys. Now, let's look at the next step. You've got the product, you've got the RAM upgrade, or you've got the solid-state drive upgrade, which is a faster way of storing all the data on your laptop rather than a conventional spinning disk hard drive.
Yep.
You've got it in your hand. How do you make it easy for people to actually go about the upgrade process themselves?
Okay, so we've got standard guides you can follow on our website.
Yep.
What we've really concentrated on in the last few years is just making videos. So we just make videos that go through every step-by-step process that's involved with installing it, which is actually really simple. Once people have seen the videos, they usually go from this sounds a bit too hard to, or that was heaps easier than I thought it would be.
Yep.
And so we cover Macs and PCs and servers.
And that's the interesting thing, isn't it? You do cover Mac, you do cover PC.
Yep.
So because when Steve Jobs created the original Mac, to get it open, you needed special tools, and the idea was that you wouldn't be able to do any upgrades yourself.
Yep.
Today, a lot of the devices that we have on PCs and Macs, you actually can.
Definitely, yeah, and usually it's just one screwdriver.
Really?
And a few screws.
And that's easy enough.
Yep.
Well, and a lot of us, the idea of going to YouTube and watching those how-to videos to learn how to actually go and do this stuff yourself at home has been growing as a trend. I installed a watering system in my house that's driven off my app. all myself. I was quite proud of it, actually, Warren, by the way. But I did that from a how-to video. In this instance, that same idea is easy to do for installing your new componentry.
Yeah, exactly. And I can't tell you how many times people have come back and said, look, I watched the video, and I just can't believe I did it myself, and I feel so proud now. And now I've got a machine that really runs really well, and I don't have to buy a new one.
So let's talk about the result and the time we've got left, because at the end of the day, is this about saving money, continuing to use the current device that you've got to get extra years of service out of your current PC or Mac?
Well, I think it's definitely a side benefit. What we usually look at is just what can we do to improve the performance of your computer so you can be more productive. That's really what we're about. But in addition to that, obviously, if you're upgrading a computer and you're considering throwing it away or retiring it, then that makes sense as well. You're reusing what you've already got in front of you.
We're going to do a little test because my dad, he's not that technically savvy. He bought a 4 GB Toshiba laptop recently. He went, talked to me about it, but he only had 4 GB of RAM on it. I think that device can be upgraded to 8 or 16, and I'm going to get him to go through the process of doing it via your website, and we'll come back in the next couple of weeks. We'll talk to you again to see how he went about doing it, because in my opinion, I think all our listeners could do this to gain a benefit out of the current technology, using it longer than potentially they might be to get a better experience out of it. What's your website address for people to go to?
So we're at www.ramcity.com.au.
And so you just go on the website and you can find all the tools there to find the right componentry to increase the performance of your PC for the device, the PC or Mac that you've got. Plus, you can find the tools there on how to do it yourself, correct?
Exactly, yep. So you can look up your system, and we've got our phone number there. It's easy to find. You can also use the live chat if you prefer to sort of talk to someone and interact with someone in person.
And that's a good feature as well. Those live chats are always great. If you just need a little bit of help to get over the line with a couple of things. All right, ramcity.com.au. Rod Bland is the CEO. Thank you for coming into the studio to talk to us today. And visit the website. They are a new advertiser on the station. And we look forward to hearing how you go with these guys. And I'll get my dad involved as well.
All right, I'm looking forward to that, Charlie.
And more of Life and Technology on the way in just a moment.
This podcast brought to you by Harvey Norman. Shop with confidence on technology and entertainment, online, mobile, in store.